Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
It's the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, TM, coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? How's your week? How's your day? We'll find out. Is it possible for a woman to love a broken man? Is it possible for a man to love a broken woman. What, in fact, is broken? We'll talk about that. Hump Day Wednesday, we call it Relationship Wednesday, all the way live from the other side of the A. She's hot and chocolate. Welcome to the show. What am I?
Happy Hump Day, everybody. What's going on, Team Hama Radio family? I'm in here. I'm ready. It's a hot topic. I'm ready to get this one popping, hear what the people got to say.
It is certainly an interesting topic. I don't know, but possibly all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam Boston.
Yeah. Good afternoon and the evening time. What's going on? How y'all doing?
We get the jackpot tonight. She's on. What's up, Mama?
What? Yes.
And she's not on mute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I double checked and everything.
Yeah. We're chopping it up with Fee live out of South Carolina. What up, Fee?
Hey, happy hump day, everyone.
Happy hey, Fee.
Sexy recipes popping off this half hour and next. Stay tuned. All the way live from the DMV. Kicking the door open. That dude, St. James. What up, brother?
Yo, what's good, man? That's how I'm feeling tonight, man. We're going to be going to stay in the 90s tonight. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah. I love the vibe. It's the best period of my life, the 90s. So tonight's topic, can a woman love a broken man? Can a man love a broken woman? What is broken? I don't know. We roll on with 90s music. We'll be right back. It's a Social Lab. T.M. behind the door.
Watch these rappers and get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck.
Yo, honey dip, summertime, fine jerry dripping. Send you a pickings with a bunch of chickens, how you clicking? I kept shooting strong notes as we got close. See rock ropes, honey throat smelling like impulse. Your whole shell, baby's wicked like Nimrod. Caught me like a freshwater straw, or may I not be God? Attitude is very rude, boo. Crabby like seafood, it turns me on like vine, see it all rude. They call me Starkey Love Hunt, check the strategy by any means. Shirley Temple Close was done by Billie Jean. Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right true. Lazy apple, small feet, six shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, hun, the dog mean no harm. Turn around again. Backyard's banging like a Benzie. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high-powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That's been on my mind all week, but I'll bet to you Maybelline Queen, let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream. So what you wanna do, what you wanna do? Let's go ahead and walk these dogs and represent Woo.
Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. Fresh vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Who cares?
Challenge finest. What up, boo? Peace, your highness. Yo, I'm lounging. Big style. Y'all niggas is the flyers. Moves you're making. True five shoes is shaking out a rape patient. You're looking good, fly coloration. Ghettos, them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that queen bee chick? Eyes curly black. Freaks be moving and fly sneaks. Two finger rings and gold teeth. And ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Freaking spin, I keep gear.
Watch these rappers get all up in your guts. Prince vanilla butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes are getting touched. Scooped in my ice cream truck. Who tears it up?
Black chocolate girl, wonder shape, round like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down some time, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my size. Ooh, baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self, like wealth, so play me closely. Just paranoia for this thing, who wants the most of me? Only a heart doesn't want to be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping free of loving. Call me if you want to get dug like the pockets. I jizz up like a giant, break wounds out of the socket.
Wu-Tang in the cut, for real, guess what? It's the after party, you're
chopped ice cream. Yeah. Yo, Guts, French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold, just melt down when in the clutch. They want their suck ice cream. One love to my chocolate deluxes. Keep your nails done and your wigs tight, hold up. One love to my butter pecan Ricans for calling me Poppy. That's for red. One love to caramel sundae with the cherries on top. Yeah, and big up to my French vanillas. Hollywood, France, me amour, merci, oui, oui, bon bons, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I had to let that me one run all the way through. One of my all-time absolute favorites by my Wu members. Ice cream right there, Raekwon.
Instant
classic. Capadon and Messi. Yes, sir.
Instant classic.
Woo, TM Hyman Radio Live,
right
hashtag
there.
The social lab. That was
young cats, man.
Man, they don't know. They don't know. All that mumble music. The mumble music has
okay.
nothing
that could go
on the Wu era.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
We could. It's all good. It is 9:11 p.m. here in the Social Lab. TM Hyman Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate Deluxe here with my butter pecan Ricans and my French vanillas. I don't know. I don't got nothing for y'all guys, but you know what I'm saying. I'm just representing the ladies. So, myself, Hot Chocolate, Save James on the wheels, burning it up, Madam Boston, T.M. Hyman, and we're chopping it up with Fee here shortly. But our topic tonight on Relationship Wednesday: can a woman love a broken man, or vice versa? Can a man love a broken woman? What is broken? What's your definition? You want to weigh in? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Make sure that you press 1 so that the engineer knows that you want to participate and you're not just listening, trying to find out what others have to say about the topic tonight. But
broken equals crazy as hell.
It does not. Stop it.
Disconnect it.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You're about to blow the boards up already. That's not fair, because broken can mean broken in the sense of their spirit, of, you know, the relationship, not necessarily their mindset or lack thereof. So
exactly, because that was
get,
crazy.
Give the broken a break.
Well, so
right,
basically,
right.
It takes one to know one. Takes one to know one.
Hey,
I
was already crazy. Yeah.
We'll see, and so, that's big in admitting that, because if you know you're a little loose, you know what I'm saying.
Hey.
That helps you to deal with that part of it, in addition to, you know, you being broken. But you got to be able to handle one or the other. You can't, like, just be super loose and, you know, broken, because the broken part is just going to add to the super loose part.
Well, you know what? It's almost like opposites attract, but not really, right? Because, I mean, I think it takes strength in a relationship to balance out someone who may not be all that strong, and two strong people in a relationship sometimes creates a situation where there's no, you know, sometimes there has to be a certain level of vulnerability. There has
exactly.
to be a certain level of right. weakness in a situation. I get it. Right. But, you know, this question came out of a discussion, I think out of really a personal situation, possibly even. But I thought it was a great, great perspective, right? Because I think sometimes we think if people are too unstable, or if people are broken from previous relationships, you know,
yeah.
you know, they have baggage, and they have they've been damaged so much to where they really cannot function in a productive relationship, and it's almost like a tug of war, right? And so I think that the concept of can a woman love a broken man, can a man love a broken woman, you know, I think is real, because sometimes you
yeah.
can care about somebody, you know, to the end of the earth, but because they're tugging around, you know, baggage from that previous relationship, you just can't seem to go where you're trying to go. in the relationship. So I get it. Can a woman love a broken man? Can a broken,
you know what I'm saying? 917-889-3926.
Weigh in. I've never been in that situation. And personally, I
don't
say,
come to me, bro.
I see that that's my perspective, right? It might be it might be insensitive. But my thing is, I don't have a lot of time to be your psychiatrist or your physician. I mean, for me, listen, I
love
you.
Well, the psychiatrist part is, in some ways, you have to do that.
It may come on insensitive. We can talk about our
issues. I'm coming to me broken.
I'm here to help you, right? I'm here to help you. but unfortunately, I'm not equipped to walk you through a situation in which you've just not let go of. That's just me. Insensitive might sound that way. That's just me.
Do you walk away because you feel that that other individual isn't whole? Do you walk away because you don't feel like that individual is going to be able to let go of whatever baggage, or you're not willing to sit there and allow this person to unpack their baggage?
I think there's a breaking point for me. There's a breaking point for me, and to answer the question, I think if I'm not getting what I'm seeking out of the relationship,
right.
If it's a revolving door, unfortunately, I am decisive enough to say thank you, but no thank you. This is not working for me.
Exactly, because you don't want to sit there and act like or even attempt to, hear out and watch them unpack their baggage and all that stuff. And then you stick around and,
I didn't say you don't let them unpack, because I agree with Hot Chocolate. There's a certain degree of that comes with the relationship. There's a give and there's a take. But again, I'm not a psychiatrist.
But to me, in hearing you say that, it almost would make me question how much I was able to share with you, and it would make me nervous, right? Because it would be like, am I telling him too much? Does he feel like I'm being too needy? Like, if I'm in a relationship, I feel like I should be able to share whatever. I mean, at a certain point, not, just like at the very beginning. Not in the first week, right? But, over time.
Exactly.
Over time, you should be able to share whatever thoughts, feelings, vulnerabilities, worries, insecurities, happiness, sadness, baggage that you have with your significant other. And
you find a person with that patience.
But are you feeling progress? I think the key here that we're missing is progress, right? There has to be a sense of fulfillment in a relationship. Can you love a broken woman? I can absolutely love a broken woman, but listen, what you're not going to do is keep telling me what Paul did. I got tendencies of Paul.
But that's a difference.
With Paul, because you ain't let go yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Oh, yeah, that's different.
That's different.
If what Paul, John, Luke, Mark, and Job all did was the same thing, then at a certain point you got to look at yourself.
But no, I don't think it has anything to do with you not being able to let go of multiple things of the past. Because, I don't think it's no different. One thing or multiple things. It's us today in the present. I cannot continue to allow you to take me back to your past. You feel me? You're not there anymore. You're not in your past anymore. Why you want to keep taking me back there? Again,
sure.
I'm not a physician, not a psychiatrist. Hey, it's 9:20, and it's just my perspective. We'll hear from the rest of the crew. It's the Social Lab, T-Bomb Radio with Chopper. That would be next. We'll be right back.
You got to go annoying. You got to go annoying. I used to be scared of this. Now I don't live.
wanna come. 21 and another one and another one and another one. 24 carats. That's when I'm fucking with the average. And the word is shat. Brothers be bad and old. Don't you like the way I roll? And play with my pieces. Tell me what's on your mind when your tongue's in the pieces. Is it marriage? Baby carriage? Ish? No, on a dime, it's just mine. Got to keep them limping all the time.
Be quiet, making the brain of riots. Tough walk, it's inside.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Just be quiet, making the brain of riots. Tough walk, it's inside.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
How big and untrust you in the studio with me? Don't they know I'm trying to set you continuously? Full of high power, cool, make you jump ship. Lee, who you with? Run with the Rockefeller crew. Trick you for the cheese, tear your womb up. Spread an ill rumor, make you flip on little Z's. Twist you backwards, get the dough from your platinum hit. Rock little Kim Hatton. I get down and dirty for the dough, I got love. And Big know it, he must got the studio bug. Probably, as we speak, he's on his way up the street with the mafia thugs and all types of heat. But I ain't trying to beef, I'm just trying to eat. Horizontally, the way I hold my eye in the street. And them my niggas, but I like the sound. Little Kim and Jigga sound like Jigga.
Just be quiet, my niggas spread the riot. Tough walk, it's a riot.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Just be quiet, my niggas spread the riot. Tough walk, it's a riot.
Wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad. Before I caught something, it's a Z. Got caught with a key. Big scoop the yum chip off a knee. Threw me in high price B. Face on TV, platinum CD. This shit I never fit. Torn in wood. He's a greaser. Back to Jesus. Keep the knees up. What the fuck? Stay spilling. Half a million. Geneva Diva. Yeah, I told you down. Lay you around, clown the clock. Stop for no one. Never 68 and 01. One to no one. Let the office the Playboy magazine. Up with the dog, push the keys. She agrees to fake. Y'all ride straight, state to state. Hit it, hit mad dime from New York to Anaheim. While you daydreaming wine, I just keep it mine. And I'm married to this. Y'all strategy listen. Still planning weddings. Mafioso betting for the fool. Any type of threatens to pull.
Just be quiet. My niggas spread the riot. Tough walk, it's inside.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Just be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough walk, it's inside.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Just be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough walk, it's inside.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Just be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough walk.
You are listening to the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:23 p.m. here on the East Coast and 2:22 a.m. on in Berlin. I was going to say the West Coast. Yo, we've been talking about can a woman love a broken man or vice versa? But before we go any further, we're going to chop it up with our chef, our in-house chef, Fee. What's going on, Fee? What you got going for us tonight?
Well, tonight I will be making my chicken quesadilla waffle. Very quick, very simple.
Did you say quesadilla waffle?
Together for you and your skin. I'm sorry?
Did you say quesadilla waffle?
That's what I said.
Mm. Oh, goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to grab a pound of boneless, skinless chicken breast. One packet of fajita seasoning, 1 to 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1 green and red pepper chop, 1 onion chop, 10 10-inch flour tortillas, an 8-ounce pack of shredded cheddar cheese, and an 8-ounce package of shredded Monterey Jack cheese. Now what you're going to do, you're going to wash your chicken very well, dry it, and you're going to season it with your fajita seasoning. Then you're going to place the chicken breast diced in your canola oil until it's completely done. You're then going to place the chicken breast on paper towel to drain the excess grease. Now, with your diced veggies, you're going to place that in your canola oil until they're translucent. Once those are done, you're going to heat your waffle iron up to about a medium heat. You're going to spray it down with some canola oil spray. You're going to take your tortilla, place it in the bottom. You're then going to layer your chicken, your veggies, and your cheese, and take another tortilla and place it on the top. Seal your waffle maker until your quesadilla is golden brown. And you got a meal within about 2 to 3 minutes once your waffle iron is done, and you can pair that up with some Spanish rice, maybe rice and peas. Make it quick for the kids. You can make some home fries or even some potato chips, and you've got your dinner for the evening.
What was the source of this inspiration?
Felicia being quick in the kitchen, getting off of work, having to bake, and let me go ahead and pop something in quick for the kids. They thought it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Sounds like an efficient meal.
See, a lot of people don't really recognize, as my youngest son Devon says, that Monterey Jack is that sack.
That stuff right there.
What?
It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the way it melts.
Absolutely.
Hey, the fat content is higher.
Chopping it up with me each and every Wednesday. Got that dessert recipe coming up in the next half hour. So stay tuned. Can you love a broken person? Is our discussion tonight. We want to hear from you. So let's keep the conversation going. Fee, have you ever had to love a broken man?
Yes.
What was that experience like, and how long did that continue?
It's been a couple of different scenarios. But the last one ended. The last one ended not more so that he was broken. It was more so the insecurities that came along with that. Now, to love a broken man, to me, that takes different facets. You can look at it in different ways. If you're really in tune with that person and you really feeling what this person is bringing to the table, it's easy to sit back and kind of analyze person is going through. But you as a woman, you have to sit back and say, you know what, am I willing to really invest this type of time and affection and attention into someone that is broken? But to me, to get through to that person on that level, to me, that's a beautiful thing. If you see that a person is hurting and you're there for that person and you're reaching for that person and that person is little by little opening up to you, that's a beautiful thing, because you don't know what a person's dealing with. You know, everyone has, like I said in the beginning, their baggage, you know, and to sit back and really love a person through their hurt and their pain, to me, that's beautiful. Just my opinion.
Right. I mean, that's what I think marriage is about. It's unconditional love.
Absolutely.
But one thing I heard you say was there's been a couple. And so it makes me pose the question. I do believe that some people just attract certain type of people. Is it possible that some people are like Mother Teresa and they just attract people with baggage?
Yeah.
to an extent, because if you know that this person isn't going to judge. If you see that this person, like, okay, granted, everybody has their BS, but if you know that this person is going to sit down and really talk to you and nurture you and pray with you through your situation, why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't
friends.
You want? Yeah. Say what?
We can be friends.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
everybody has their own level. Yeah, everybody has their own level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even to an extent of a friend. You can still
one
sit back and say, you know what?
One crazy person's relationship.
Yeah, But you know, even with a friend, you can still sit back and say, you know what? No, I ain't even dealing with this because she got too much shit with her, or he got too much shit with him. You can still shut it down, you know. But you know, but in the sense of you really loving a person and really wanting to be there for a person and see where this relationship is gonna go, to me, it doesn't take that much if you're willing to invest in that. If you're willing to invest in that,
you use the word
this way.
Beautiful. I'm like, you know, unfortunately, I'm like CeeLo. I'm gonna always be a good friend. And
yes,
what's interesting, I'm probably more of a problem solver and more of a fixer for friends than I've been for people in a relationship. And maybe that's because I hold people in a relationship to a higher standard. I'm
higher
not sure,
standard, right.
But for me, you know, flat out, guess what? It's not a beautiful thing, you know, from my perspective. It actually is quite challenging and quite frustrating because I think...
No, it can be challenging.
Yeah, and so for me, I think flat out, I just don't have the patience. And so I can be a good friend, but I want to be a good friend that don't have to sleep with you.
Exactly. I don't want to hear that shit all night.
Okay, so but if you're going to... Okay, so Terrence, on the flip side... So say, for instance, you meet a young lady and you guys, everything is smooth. Everything is butter between you two. But y'all hit a rough spot, or she goes through something in her personal life outside of the relationship and she brings that to you. Do you run or do you stay and try and nurture her through that situation and help her through that situation?
How real is the situation? Yeah, how real is the situation?
What do you mean?
What he means is, how long have we been involved? You know, what's the extent of the situation?
Right.
For
okay.
me, unfortunately, I have a lot of female friends. And, you know, again, I'm not married. So I have a lot of female friends. And unfortunately, females got a lot of damn issues. I've learned how...
Oh, stop it. Y'all got issues, too. Cut
I've
it out.
How to tip out like you in church. You tip out, put the finger up, and tip out.
Yes. Okay.
Horrible.
Or use
horrible.
The fan. The
sometimes
fan
you have
the,
to.
Thing with the Bible be at, use the fan.
But,
I mean, but you, on the flip side of that, fellas got baggage too.
Yes.
You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying? It might come in different packaging. It might, what?
Listen.
Anyway, it might come in different packaging, but fellas
therapy,
got different baggage.
Therapy and medication is a beautiful thing. That's what's
ain't
beautiful.
It?
But I'll tell you this. I mean,
I want you to be grown enough to go to therapy too. Okay.
Women are more prone to nurture a man through a situation. I think, you know, a man is less tolerant, less patient. In many situations, it is what it is.
Which is wired,
you know,
different.
Wired
different.
Yeah, which is exactly why it's different. Saves question, I think, is most would be most men's question to internally anyway. You know, where is this going? Where is this relationship going? You know what I'm saying? How vested am I? Those are the questions we ask ourselves, you know, based on the circumstance that surfaces, and that's just real talk. It's not
so now.
We'll
now I
got to
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say now I got to measure where our relationship is going before I can ask you a question or before I feel like I can share something.
Agreed.
It's not. See, y'all looking at it wrong. You're looking at it all wrong.
No.
It was 9:34. We'll be right back.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Focus, man. Tell Stout to holler at me, man. Young Hova, you heard?
New Maya!
Track Master, you heard? Yo! Yes, y'allin'. Jigga man be ballin'. These chicks pigeon-toed. Some of them be crawlin'. Get the best of you whenever I put my all in. Have mommies callin' for the law. Darlin', Jigga ain't callin'. Ass drop. Coops would have to stop. Expose half my knot. Nigga mad when I brag about the cash I got. But I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter and I ain't the type to ever chase your box. I'm the type to interior decorate the watch. I'm the type to sling heavyweight on the block and every state like clock. Work jiggers to hurt, holla.
Let's start telling me yes. Come on.
blue kick. Hottest nigga on the block, used to willy bicycle since I was six. High school, the crossover, waved away kicks. Music is the same shit, gave away hits. So my, get it together or forget it forever. When I go at you hard, I can get it through leather. You act like Jigga can, get it whoever. Talking, you got a man, okay, my, and that's high school, making me chase you round for months. Having a fear, act like an adult for once. Plus my hand is up your skirt, goddamn you flirt. What's a little me on top gonna hurt? Maybe a little, but pain is pleasure and pressure bust fights. And you look like the, I like it rough type. We can crush the night, tell me what you like. I got a yellow bottle on a bucket of ice, get right.
Young Hova.
DJ
Y'all know. 9:38 p.m. out here, wherever I be. It's your boy, St. James.
Rocking, brother.
Live. Hashtag social lab. I'm just in one of those moods right now. It's all about that. And I feel it all through my body. But yo, still chopping it up with feet in a little while. And let's jump right back into it with both feet because the water's fine. Get on in. Back behind the scenes a second ago, everybody was just talking, you know, their piece or whatever, and they was validating their point. So you got a situation you were sharing with us, so you can continue on with that.
Right. I have a friend who, she was seeing a guy, and everything seemed to be extremely well with the relationship. He did disclose that he suffered from PTSD. And he kind of broke it down to her what his symptoms would be, so on and so forth, but I think once it came to light, she couldn't deal with it at that particular point. Once he showed the signs of not really shaving, his clothes being a little disheveled, him kind of out of it, she didn't know how to approach him. She didn't really know how to deal with him. And she said it. She was like, he's broken. I can't deal with this. And I felt that it was kind of unfair. At that point, to me, he's opened up. He said, look, this is what I'm going through. And if she really felt like this is a relationship that she wanted to be in, read up on it, say, hey, you go visit.
Well, that's what a lot of people do every day, though, say they can handle something.
Absolutely. She had to make the decision. You're absolutely correct. She had to, but when he was telling her about it, she gave it the whole, oh, I think that'll be fine. I think it'll be cool. I think I'll be able to work through this. But when it came to light, that's when she got scared. That's
right.
Not fair, because that's not loving a broken man. That's stepping out, saying, look, no, that's too much for me. I can't deal with it. That's not loving a broken man.
She was invested. It may come off as insensitive. I get it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, everyone's not equipped. And, I mean, when you talk about PTSD, come on. I mean, post-traumatic
right.
stress disorder. I mean, that's serious, right? And so definitely the insensitivity of it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, the characteristics are pretty distinctive. And so, I mean, you know, when you recognize this is what it is, I mean, you have to make some choices. And,
right.
you know, I was saying it earlier, and most people don't like to communicate it because it comes off as harsh, but it's just real. You know, I mean, there has to be a certain level of comfort in any situation, good or bad. There has to be give and take. And when you feel like there's always take, and there's not a lot of giving, guess what? I got to throw a flag.
Right.
Okay. Well, I have I would not call it a unique situation because I'm sure that there are a lot of women out there in the same predicament, we'll say. I ran across a situation a few years ago where I just met a guy and we were, you know, getting to know each other, dating or whatever, and I disclosed something about myself that I felt was important for him to know given the road that our relationship was going towards, we'll say. So
As long as you ain't tell them that you used to be a man.
No, okay. No. Not quite that serious. And then, look, I was just getting ready to lead with, you know, I'm pretty transparent with my TM Hyman Radio family, and you bring that up. Great, just great.
Pause.
Right. I am, not to dampen the mood any, but I am a sexual abuse survivor.
Okay, that's
and I mean, I felt like it was important for him to know that, given the road that we were going on. I shared that with him because I felt like he would understand me better, right? So he happened to be the cousin.
How new relationship?
Thank you. That's my next question. How soon did you?
We were in it probably about. Maybe 6 or 7 months.
Okay.
I don't know if
you were comfortable. You were totally comfortable.
I don't know.
With him.
Yeah, it depends on how I felt. It depends on how I felt.
No, I was comfortable with him in the fact that we were.
Save. We're on the same page.
Yeah,
so go ahead and finish.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That was important for me. I felt like for him to know because we were going towards the road of being physical together, and.
Right. Stuff can't happen.
Damn,
right.
6-7 months and he ain't hit it. He's stuck
hey,
around.
You know what?
You know what? No, come on, you can't do that.
That's why it was nice.
Come on,
him.
Man.
Go ahead, G.
Anyway, the point that I was trying to make was, I was dating. He was a friend of my cousin, and he shared.
Right before.
He told his cousin what I told him. And she told me that she didn't feel like I should have shared that with him, that she felt like, you know, he's not the type of person that would have done it, but it could have been somebody else that would have taken advantage of that situation, you know, tried to mind screw
me
or whatever.
Okay, no. Whoa.
You did what you felt.
Okay. Wait, slow down. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you what was going through my mind right now.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? If you told me that for six or seven months
and I ain't give him none?
No. Yo, and then you want to tell me this right before? Like, what kind of person you taking me for?
Oh.
Like, not tell me I'm gonna. No, seriously, that's what I be thinking.
Right.
What do you think I'm gonna do to you? I stuck around for 7 months already without nothing. What do you think I'm gonna do to you?
Shut up.
Like that would be going through my mind at the time, and I would turn
you. Oh my
kind
god.
That wasn't the road that I was going down with that information. I was going down that road with him because. I waited that long. You know what I'm saying? And there was a method to the madness of the whole delay. It wasn't just like, you know, the 90-day rule or I turned the 90-day rule into a 6-month rule trying to be crazy. Like, there was a reason behind it.
I'll give you some perspective as far as, again, I think this is totally an example of men – are from women are from Venus, men are from Mars, right? Or however they say it.
Absolutely.
I mean, perspective, right? Because I totally get the sensitivity surrounding that situation. But we think different. We think extremely different. And so I think a lot of different men would respond differently in that situation because, believe it or not, even though I'm not the most patient person, what I can say, people who know me know that I can be a very sensitive person when it comes to certain topics. Yeah. And I think for me that I would become sensitive in that situation. Right. And if anything, you know, I'm not going to say I disagree with Sage, but it would probably, it would have taken me off guard because if it was already 6 or 7 months, right. What I know about you is that you're not the average because the average woman is not going to try to wait 6 or 7 months. So, you know,
number
that's
one.
A plus. But,
you're
but,
right
number
about
two,
that.
But number two, it says that, you know, you do see me as someone who's somewhat trustworthy because that's
there
a very
go.
Sensitive topic and you must have a certain level of comfort with me to share that. So I would handle it with care on the forefront. We talking about men versus women. On the forefront, I would handle it with care. You would have never known that in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, so does that mean I ain't going to ever get none?
We got to test drive this thing. I mean, it's only fair. Because,
I mean, we were at the dealership getting ready to put the keys in the engine, like, but, you know, not
I'm just saying, man. It's just, I don't know, like I said, I understand where she's coming from, too. That other side of it, you know, you know, handle it with care. But it's just like, you know, I don't know. Me personally, I'm not sure if that would have been, like, I wouldn't understand why you
told you
that with me right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so when would it have been appropriate for me to share that with him? Never?
I mean, you know what, that's a good question. I've never had nobody with that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where I would have been at 6-7 months, depending on where I would have been. If I was like, all right, I'm all in, regardless, as long as it's not the crying game situation, then, as long as it's not that, I should be good. As long as I'm all in by 6-7 months. Because I don't know. Men normally know by that time frame if we all in or we not. And especially if you wait 6-7 months, like I said, without getting physical. That's a sure tell sign he was all in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can't call it.
You got to be comfortable, you know, with the person.
Yeah.
Bottom line. I mean, certain level of comfort. You know, like I had a female, you know, to say to me once, baby, I don't know. I'm like, what are you talking about? I think my vajayjay, you know, something's wrong. Can you smell it? Can you smell it?
Wait a minute.
We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab.
Yeah.
She knew she smelled it before you came. I got to talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out.
Biggie.
This goes out to you, and you, and you,
Biggie,
and you. This goes out to you. This goes out to
Biggie,
you.
Biggie.
This goes out to you, and you, and you. Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and Rapadon. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Up topper, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast. So iron, was told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady.
Tell him.
Frankie, baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to orgies with orgies I've never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Peanut before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal issue. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get. Who sent you? You still pedal issue. I got more rides,
got
the
more
great
rides, the great adventure. Baby. Kick in the door, wave in the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Ow.
Nonsense.
Got that early kick, bro.
My bad.
Got that early kick, bro.
Hey, let's go to the phone. We got a caller.
Area code 803, last 48930. Tell us where you're calling from. What's your name?
Calling from South Carolina. This is Melvin.
Hey, Melvin.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, Melvin's back.
Yeah, I'm at work, so it might get a little noisy in here, but the test based on the PTSD thing, anybody can have PTSD. It's not just a certain type of field or whatever. But
very true.
For a man to, and I can't remember the young lady's name that disclosed the sexual abuse thing. Me, I'm the type of person, when I enter into a relationship, I mean, there's some relationships, because I'm a man, that isn't all sex. If I'm into the person and they disclose some type of information to me like that, I'm going to tell a female, you know, it's when you're rich. I mean, it is what it is. If I really care about it, if I don't give a damn about it, then, I mean, I'm going to the next one. But if I'm feeling her and she's there for me and I'm there for her, then I'm going to wait for her.
Yeah.
But the call out was, you know, there's some situations that's just straight sexual, and then there's some that your heart is actually in. And, you know, in those situations, the way you're vested, right, you know, you handle it accordingly. And I get that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to run from a female. I mean, I'm one of them old school, old fashioned type men that I don't like to see a woman cry. So if she comes to me, whether it's 2 days into the relationship or 10 years into the relationship, I'm not going to turn away from her. Now the typical female, and ladies, I don't mean to be judgmental, but the typical female, when a man goes through something, they look for the man to be macho, the man not supposed to cry type thing. And when a man shows a sign of weakness, y'all go straight and slide off. And most men nowadays are doing the same thing.
It's true.
Slide right off. It's true.
Man, listen. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe it's true for some women, but not all. I mean, like,
I'm not saying all. But the typical female, put on her Nikes and down the road she go. Some men are doing the same thing.
Most people living in a different time, you know. I mean, because
exactly.
I mean,
most people don't want to deal with extra. If it's tough and they got to work at it, I'm going the other direction.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Melvin, do us a favor. Stand by, man. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to roll into our last segment with Fee. Let's chop it up and get this dessert segment before we get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, Fee out of South Carolina.
What we got for dessert is my slow motion apple pie a la mode cupcake.
Wait a minute, slow motion? Yeah. No, that's right. Damn it.
What we're going to do, we're going to get a box of vanilla cupcake mix, just any of your favorite flavor, your brand. You're going to follow those instructions. But what we're going to add to it to spice it up is about 2 to 5 ounces of Crown Royal vanilla and 2 to 5 ounces of Crown Royal apple. So you're going to make up your batter. And you're going to divide it amongst your cupcake dividers and bake it. Once they're cooled, you're going to make the icing. And how we're going to make that icing, you're going to do 1/2 cup of confectioner's sugar, 1/2 cup of softened, unsalted butter, 1 teaspoon to 1.5 teaspoons of vanilla extract. And to that, we're going to also add 1 to 2 ounces of the Crown Royal vanilla and 1 to 2 ounces of the Crown Royal apple. And you're going to bring that to a smooth consistency, and then you're going to pipe that onto your cupcake, and you're going to put that, you're going to pipe it. And then you're going to put that exclamation point.
Pause.
Pipe.
Ain't no pause with that.
Pipe.
That's what
I mean it. I mean that one. Ain't no pause with that.
So, y'all try that and let me know what you think.
Slow motion with me. Move the slow motion with me.
Uh-oh. Get it now. Don't hurt nobody.
Stop it up with me.
Y'all sound like somebody's aunt.
I am somebody's aunt.
Y'all like somebody's aunt at the same table. Get out of here.
Night, everybody. Can a woman love a broken man? Can a man love a broken woman? It's been our topic. Thanks to Melvin for weighing in. Melvin, you still there with us, brother?
Yeah,
you
there.
Melvin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
there. Hey, Melvin, the one thing you said is that, you know, you would never turn away from a woman, whether you were, you know, still in a relationship with them or not. You never want to see a woman cry. I think that's my perspective, you know. But at what point do you say, well, enough is enough? After you, whether you are in a relationship or you are done with a relationship, you know, at what point is enough enough, whether they cry or not?
It'll never be enough because I'm a firm believer. I don't firm with it.
because one day I might need her help. You know, it's a revolving door when it comes to that. You know, that's just me. I'm not going to turn the person over. No, man, you got too much baggage. Then 2-3 weeks later.
Forever.
Say that again?
You're emotionally connected forever?
Either I'm going to be with you or I'm not going to be with you. I mean, I'm a friend regardless, whether we're in a relationship or not.
Yep. Got it. Got
Melvin
it.
Is the exception to the rule.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, good for you.
Absolutely. Definitely the exception. Hey, we're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Friday.
I'm about to
All right.
We're back on Friday, 9 p.m. We definitely
I mean,
do this again.
We'll be back next Wednesday, but we'll be back on Friday before next Wednesday.
Right.
Definitely.
Bye.
Good night, Thanks y'all.
All right.
Oh, yeah, oh, you waiting for the closing lines?
Save
closing
somebody.
Lines.
Yeah.
Peace.